1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. 22 local leaders from around western Colorado, including the Board of Mesa County Commissioners, signing off on a letter to Colorado's two Democratic U.S. senators asking them to keep the Bureau of Land Management national headquarters in Grand Junction. According to the Daily Sentinel, the letter isn't really needed since both Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have already made the case to President Biden. Grand Junction Chamber President Diane Schwenke is a panelist on a U.S. Chamber of Commerce press call today on the Biden administration's planned 60-day ban on oil and gas operations on federal lands and waters. The National Group's Global Energy Institute calls the ban especially counterproductive and short-sighted in a time when the country's in need of economic recovery. A Basalt-based veterans nonprofit is one of 18 organizations across the country winning a $10,000 grant from the Small Business Administration. Challenge America connects veterans and their families with resources during the pandemic. Sheriff's investigators now have a warrant for a man suspected in the fatal shooting of 36-year-old Marcos Bencomo in Clifton last week. 56-year-old Frank Kurtz was named as a person of interest after the shooting on White Avenue. Now there's a warrant for first-degree murder. Charity Pershbacher is still wanted as a person of interest. A shooting in Fruitvale in September, now a homicide. 20-year-old Hugo Pablo Rodriguez died January 14th of complications from the shooting at a large party September 20th. Investigators still looking for potential witnesses. The Wolf Creek Ski Area, one of the snowiest places in Colorado. The resort measuring 2 feet of snow over the last weekend, a total 45 inches in the past week. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.